British Sky Broadcasting and New Line Cinema present an electric entertainment production, Cellular, starring Kim Basinger as Jessica Martin, Chris Evans as Ryan, William H. Macy as Bob Mooney, and Jason Statham as Ethan. Directed by David R. Ellis. Music by John Ottman. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. A young man receives an emergency call on his mobile phone from an older woman. She claims to have been kidnapped and fears for the safety of her husband and son, who may be the next victims. It's a sunny day. Jessica, slim, blonde, and beautiful, is wearing sunglasses and a black shirt and skirt. She's hand in hand with her young son, Ricky, who wears shorts and carries a school bag on his back. They're walking down a grass-lined suburban road in Brentwood, Los Angeles.
But we don't have a fish tank.
So we could get one.
Mom, will you still be a science teacher when I get into high school?
You never know. Why?
Because I think it'd be kind of weird to have your mom as a teacher.
I don't think so. I think it might be kind of neat.
Why?
Because then I'd get to hug and kiss you anytime I wanted to.
Mom, that is gross.
Get out of here. You have soccer. 1:45. I'll pick you up.
Hey, Mom.
He gets onto the school bus. She walks away.
Mom!
He waves through the window. She turns and waves back. The bus pulls away. A large, detached suburban house. The front garden is immaculate. Trimmed lawns, flower-filled beds and containers. A 4x4 in the drive. A large, white front door with brass knocker and letterbox. Two pots either side of the door with shaped bay trees. Jessica is inside in the hall, a sweater draped over her shoulders. She walks into the kitchen, adjusting her watch. The maid walks towards her carrying a laundry basket.
Morning, Rosario.
Buenos días, Miss Jessica.
¿Cómo está?
Ay, bien, bien. Miss Jessica. You had a phone call when you were in the shower.
I think they left you a message.
Okay.
Don't move! Don't touch that alarm!
Three men smash through the back door. They shoot Rosario.
Search the house. Put her in the van.
Jessica's 4x4 and a van drive up a dusty track in the countryside to a large derelict house. One of the kidnappers, Ethan, holds Jessica by the neck and pushes her through the attic doorway and throws her to the floor. She pulls herself up into a sitting position on a dusty mat. He leaves. She looks around, trembling. She stands up. There is a phone on the beam behind her. The door flies open. She gasps as Ethan walks in, carrying a sledgehammer. She trembles, her face covered in sweat and tears. She flinches as Ethan raises the sledgehammer. She sinks to her knees as he smashes the phone. She holds up her hand, looking up at Ethan. He stares down at her menacingly, then turns and leaves, locking the door behind him. Jessica gets to her feet and tiptoes across the large attic over to the door. She puts her ear to it. She grabs the doorknob with both hands and pulls at it desperately. It doesn't open. She looks around and runs across the room, pausing in the middle. She sees two small windows in the gable end and runs towards them. She slams her hand against the glass. She looks down and sees her 4x4 on the drive. She walks back to the middle of the room, looking thoughtful. She sees the smashed remains of the phone on the mat. Pushing back her long hair, she kneels down and stares at the frayed wires. A beach resort, Santa Monica. Young men and women in swimwear walk and skate alongside the beach. Two young men, Ryan and Jack, walk side by side on the boardwalk. Ryan is bare-chested.
I'm videotaping hot chicks walking in their bikinis. Man, this is the greatest cell phone ever made. It is, I'm not kidding. Hey, I draw you. $5.
I draw you a long time.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Can I get the phone?
Hold on a second. I'm emailing this video to my computer. It's going to be my new screensaver. Here you go.
It's Chloe.
No, dude, don't do this.
I'm just going to say hi.
You're not going to say hi.
No hi?
No hi.
I can't say
come
hi.
Come on, man. Hold it together. This girl, she dumped you, all right? Have some self-respect. Have some dignity.
You're right.
Be strong.
You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, what's going on, ladies?
What are you, bro? It's like I'm talking to myself.
Chloe.
Hey.
Ryan. Hello, Chad.
Chloe. I'm Sam.
Hey.
Friend with nipples.
Hey, so I called you the other night.
I know, it's hard, told me.
Why don't you call me back?
Let's chat over here.
Okay.
Good luck, man.
Bye. Okay, Ryan, I really want you to hear this, okay? We're not getting back together.
What, you mean like today? Because that's fine. I have time.
This is just some big joke to you, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Yes, yes. You know, see, this is exactly why I broke up with you in the first place. You are irresponsible, self-centered, completely childish, and look, I need to move on.
All right, okay, wait. I know I used to be that way. I used to be all those things. But not anymore. I'm serious, Chloe. Ever since you dumped me, I've been thinking about my life. And I've changed.
Sure you have.
I have. I came down here to volunteer.
For what?
For what? For the Heal the Day.
Watch your back.
Heal the Bay?
Yes, that's what I said.
Bullshit.
Give me something. Give me something to do. I'll prove it to you.
Okay, then. Here. These flyers need to be handed out before the concert tonight.
Okay.
Chloe, you can get the t-shirts.
Right. There are 4 boxes of t-shirts that need to be picked up from the Office Depot.
Okay. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
She hands him the box of flyers.
Just a big fan of it, you know, Elastic. I think it's awesome.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
No, that sucks more. I'm not doing this. No,
dude, it's like 10 minutes.
Chat, no.
It'll take 10 minutes.
Bro?
You get to hang out with the friend with the nipples? I think she likes you.
You're gone.
Thank you.
It's awesome. See you later, man.
Ryan leaves Jack with the box.
Ah, so it's, chilly out here, huh?
No, not really.
I beg to differ.
Ryan, putting on a t-shirt, runs to his open-topped Jeep, jumps in and drives off. In the gloomy attic, Jessica is kneeling over the remains of the phone, holding 2 wires and tapping them together to make a connection. She holds the smashed receiver to her ear.
Hello? Hello?
She twists 2 wires together, frowning, then tries another 2 and another 2. Ryan is driving along the seafront, his arm resting on the open window, a surfboard in the back. He picks up his phone from the passenger seat and looks at some footage of Chloe.
About the things I've done so wrong. Give me one more chance, I know.
Hello, gorgeous.
See, this is exactly why I broke up with you in the first place. You are irresponsible, completely childish.
Hello.
Hello! Hello! Hello, thank God.
Who is this, Chloe?
My name is Jessica Martin. I need your help. I've been kidnapped. I need you to go to the police.
Kidnapped, huh?
This is for real. I don't know where I am. I'm locked up in an attic somewhere. I think they're going to kill me.
Nice kidnappers to give you a phone.
They didn't give me a phone. No, there was a...
Right, well, I think if you were in trouble, you would have called the cops and not me. Now I got another call, okay?
Please, just listen. The phone I'm on is shattered. I've been clicking wires together forever, trying to reach someone, anyone. Please just don't hang up. I may not get anyone else.
Right. Later. Hello.
Dude, I have no idea what just happened. One minute I'm talking to nipples, next thing you know I'm wearing a whale costume handing out flyers.
That sucks. Sounds like she got you.
I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have its benefits. Hey, you guys know that blue whale's got an 11-foot penis? Deal with the bay.
Really?
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
All right. Later, bud.
Can you hear me?
You're still there, huh? You know, this has been really fun, but now you're wasting my minutes. I'm gonna go.
They're going to kill me. You're my only hope.
Nice with the fake tears, lady.
What's your name?
What?
Please tell me your name.
Ryan.
Ryan, I don't know who you are. I don't know you at all. But I can't believe that you would be so selfish that you wouldn't take 10 minutes out of your day to hand your phone to a police officer. Just 10 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes.
The desk sergeant, Bob Mooney, is on the phone.
Hold on. Hold on a second. Shut up, okay? Now listen to me. I'm a cop and have been for 27 years, so let's just cut the bullshit, pal, because I've heard it all. Now, I ordered the rain shower with Awapui. Don't tell me Jojoba is Awapui. I wasn't born yesterday, so I'm going to return the two cases and you will refund my money. Or maybe I should just drive down there and we can discuss this in person. No. I've got loofahs out my ass. What I want is a refund. Thank you. I appreciate that. Uh-huh.
Hey, Moon. But the captain told you you're not supposed to have this shit sent here anymore.
I ordered this a long time ago before he ever told me that. Sea sponges from the coast of France.
Sea sponges? Your husband like that sort of stuff?
Hey, lay off him, all right? At least he's got a plan. What do your future hold, huh? Besides bowling nights and a beer belly.
Hey, this is Kevlar, pal.
Yeah, have another donut.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, forget about it.
You sure about this beauty parlor thing?
Day spa. It's a day spa. And no, I'm not sure about shit.
You know, you could always come work for me. I could use you on the task force, really. Good.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate that. But I made a deal with Mayor. And it's not just that. I'm bored. 27 years, it's enough.
Okay.
What?
No, nothing.
What? Come on, say it.
Your pussy went Bob. I mean, she's got you wrapped around a little finger like a toy.
No, Look, if this thing takes off, we can make a shitload of money. And then we'll see who's laughing.
I hope so.
Here is our top story this hour. Breaking news coming out of Culver City. The bodies of two men have been discovered outside a local warehouse, shot execution style in what appears to be yet another gangland slaying. These murders are the latest episode in what has been dubbed a gang war over Los Angeles's illegal street drug trade.
As Bob watches TV, Ryan pulls up outside the police station and goes in.
All right, I'm at the police station. I'm running inside. I'll give him the phone.
Thank you so much.
Ryan walks past a queue of people.
Excuse me, officer.
Hold on a second. You got the wrong form.
What?
Crap, I thought I grabbed a 19.9.
Hey, listen, I got some lady on the phone who says she's been kidnapped. We talk to her? Thank you.
Sergeant Mooney?
Yes, officer. My name is Jessica. Jessica Martin. I've been kidnapped. I have a home in Brentwood. And this morning, 5 men broke into my home and killed my housekeeper.
A fight breaks out amongst the queue. Officers intervene. Sergeant Mooney goes to help, giving back the phone to Ryan.
Take this upstairs to robbery homicide. Fourth floor.
Wait, where am I going?
The fourth floor. Upstairs, now. Go!
Ryan looks around the police station.
Give us a hand. Hey,
Bernie,
come on!
Excuse me, are you a detective?
Detective? I'm a friggin' victim here. Detective, those jerks dragged me down here, and they're supposed to read me my rights, and... Hey, where are you going, you little punk?
Ryan. Oh, my God.
What? What is it? What's going on?
Kneeling hurriedly, Jessica hides the phone as Ethan comes into the gloomy attic looking suspicious. She stands up. They are face to face. She's trembling.
What?
He takes off his belt and ties her by the neck to the wooden beam. Ryan listens horrified.
What? What? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, God! Ah! Oh, God!
Where did he put it?
I don't know.
Holy
I don't
shit.
Know.
Where's your husband?
Where is he?
Oh, God, yes.
Tell me what I need to know.
Don't, please. Don't.
Ethan removes the belt.
You have a little boy, right? Goes to the Wyman School?
No.
In Westwood?
No. No! What do you want with him? No! What do you want with him? You've got the wrong family! You've got the wrong family! Please!
Yeah,
no!
Oh, my God.
Ethan goes downstairs where his three accomplices watch TV.
We need to end this thing now. Lisa and Dimitri, go get the kid.
Ryan. Ryan.
I know, I'm going to get help.
Wait.
Just hang on.
What's going on there?
It's just static. I'm running upstairs to find a detective. Hang on a sec, I might lose you, okay?
No, no, you can't.
I know, we're almost there, don't worry.
No, Ryan, stop. You can't lose me, or I'm dead.
Well, what do you want to do? I'm standing in the stairwell.
I mean,
I can see the door.
Ryan, they're behind it.
Oh, shit. Is anybody there?
I need a detective. Police, an emergency. Anybody?
Jessica puts down the phone and runs to the window. The 4x4 is being driven away.
Oh, my God.
She runs back to the phone.
Oh, God. Ryan, what time is it?
It's 1:30. Is anyone there?
Listen to me, my son's school gets out at 1:45. They have my car, he'll hop in the car.
Look,
you have to...
I'm trying, I can't move, what are you...
The Wyman School, Barrington and Sunset. 1:45, Ryan, hurry.
Shit.
Ryan speeds in his Jeep.
Where are you?
I just turned off Sunset.
Okay, it's on your right, about 2 miles up the road.
What do these guys want, anyway?
I don't know. I'm a science biology teacher.
What about your husband? Is he rich?
No. No, he's a realtor. None of this makes any sense.
Ryan accelerates behind a learner driver.
Yo, Grandma, come on!
What is it?
Where is a cop when you need one?
He changes lane, but is blocked by a woman in a convertible, also on the phone.
Hurry.
Okay, all right. All right, I see the school.
Ryan cuts in front of the school bus and turns off, parking outside the Wyman School.
Ryan?
Yeah?
How much time do we have?
We got 1 minute.
Okay, go up to the main building. His classroom will be on the left.
Okay.
He runs up steps to the main entrance.
All right, I'm here.
Okay.
What's your kid's name?
Ricky.
Ricky what?
Martin.
Ricky Martin? You named your child Ricky Martin?
He was before this.
Whatever. What does he look like?
He's 11 years old. Blonde hair. He's really small for his age. Green eyes. He's got on a blue shirt and khaki pants.
They're all wearing that. Hey, are you Ricky Martin?
No.
Sir, can I help you?
Ricky Martin?
Go to the office. Hand them the phone. I'll tell them what happened.
A security guard stops him.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
Hey, do you know where I can find the administration's office?
Yeah, it's up to you. You can't go there right now, sir.
Oh, shit.
You can't go
Ricky
in here,
Martin.
Sir.
Ricky Martin!
Was that the bell?
Yes, it was. Ricky.
Hurry, he'll go to the parents' pickup spot.
Okay. Hey!
Ryan pushes his way through the boys as they leave the school.
Oh, God. Ryan, they're going to get him.
All right, parent pickup, I see it. You'll definitely go there?
Yes.
What kind of car do you have?
A black SUV.
Of course you do.
The security guard approaches Ryan.
Excuse me, sir. You cannot be up here. You've got to be down there with the other parents.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking for a kid named Ricky Martin. I think he's in trouble.
He'll have a Lord of the Rings backpack.
Ryan spots Ricky's bag.
Ryan, did you hear me?
Ricky is pulled into the car.
Ricky Martin!
Ah! Holy shit, you see that? The kid just got kidnapped!
What?
The car is driven off.
Look, I'm sorry. I can borrow your car.
No, sir! Hey! John, I need some help here!
Ryan runs over to the security guard's car, jumps in, and drives off.
Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, Jessica, I'm here.
He follows the car, swerving through traffic and changing lanes.
Don't let him get away!
It's okay. I can still see him up ahead. It's gonna be okay. I can see them, all right, Jessica? You know what? This isn't a bad thing. I can actually follow them to where they're holding you, and I can call the cops.
Ryan swaps lanes, getting stuck behind a coach.
Shit!
What?
Bus just cut me off.
Come on!
All right, this isn't working. Hang on.
Ryan pulls into the center lane and accelerates hard to try to get in front of the bus before he's cut off by a traffic island. He can't get ahead of the bus and, watched by the driver, has to swerve the wrong way around the island and is driving against the oncoming traffic. Cars and vans shoot off in different directions to avoid colliding with him. Heading straight for a truck which is hemmed in on both sides and can't get out of the way. As it brakes, its trailer overturns and several vehicles pile into each other. Ryan escapes unscathed, looking over his shoulder at the carnage.
Are you okay?
We're okay. We're alive. We're breathing.
What happened? Did you lose them?
Don't worry, I'm fine.
Ryan drives the security car, which says safety first on the side, into a narrow, coned-off lane and has to brake hard.
Shit! What?
Little bit of traffic, just give me a second, okay?
Signs say lane closed and road construction ahead. A man in a fluorescent vest stops the traffic.
Shit, my battery's dying.
Do you have a charger?
Yeah, at my house, Jessica. Hang on, I'm checking the car.
Ryan opens the glove box and finds a gun.
Whoa.
Did you find it?
Not exactly.
He puts the gun down and looks around impatiently, hitting the wheel. His phone says low battery. The road worker looks at his watch. Ryan spots a sign, free cell phones, grand opening, above a shop called Cellular.
You are going to owe me so big for this.
He sees a construction truck drive through an opening and careers through the roadworks, driving over humps and down a dirt track past astonished road builders. Through a big muddy puddle which sprays dirt all over the windscreen and heads for a metal fence at the edge of another road. He smashes through the fence and shoots across two lanes of traffic and swerves to a halt, wipers going, car plastered in mud outside the cellular store.
You still there? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
All right. I'm getting us a charger.
Ryan runs into the shop past a queue of disgruntled customers.
Excuse me.
Hey, there's a line.
I know, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Back there, pal.
I need a charger.
Sir, you need to wait your turn. Okay.
And we're having a special today on cheetah spots if you're feeling fierce.
Ooh, how fun.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry,
it'll
sir.
Just take a second.
I'm with a customer. If you'll just take a number, somebody will be with you shortly. So we also have this one here, and this has cobwebs.
Hey, listen, I got a life and death call on this phone. My battery's about to die. Do you have a charger?
Sure. Yeah, why don't you take a number, okay? And one of our sales associates will help you when your turn comes around.
No, my battery's gonna die. Excuse me, miss, please, I have an emergency.
Sorry, sweetie, I'm on break. Take a number.
No, I don't want to take a number. Come on, this is ridiculous.
Sweating, Ryan looks around desperately. The low battery sign on his phone is flashing.
Screw this.
He runs out of the shop, back to his car, and comes back carrying the gun. He fires at the ticket machine.
Now who's gonna give me that goddamn charger?
Everyone in the shop drops to the floor.
Dude, here's your charger.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Bob.
I sent a kid up to see you guys this morning. He had a phone with him, some woman on the other end. An abduction, something like that. You do anything with that?
You know, I've been stuck down City Hall all morning doing press on these gang killings, but I'll ask around for you.
Would you?
Sure.
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Bob, you know, I was thinking about it. You and Mayor, you do great with that beauty parlor.
It's a day spa.
Bob walks over to his car carrying a box. He puts it on the roof. He looks at the piece of paper he's holding with Jessica's name on it.
Ah, shit.
He gets into a squad car parked next to him and frowns as he taps Jessica's name into the computer. He taps in Brentwood as her address. On the screen appears Jessica Kate Martin, 3270 Bon Hill Road, Brentwood, California. At Jessica's house, a dark-haired woman listens to the answering machine.
Jess, are you there? Pick up. Jessica, honey, listen to me. You have to get out of the house as fast as you can. Something's happened. There's no time to explain. Just get Ricky and meet me at our place at left field, honey. I love you. I'll explain to you later. Now go.
All right, we're good. We got a charger.
Oh, my God.
Jessica puts down the phone and stands up as Ethan comes into the attic and walks up to her, staring intently.
Do you want to die here?
Oh, shit.
No, please. My family hasn't done anything.
Your husband left a message asking you to meet him in left field. Where's that?
What? I don't know. I don't know.
Go to the window. There's something I want you to see.
Jessica walks to the window. Ethan speaks into a walkie-talkie.
Dimitri, bring him out.
Jessica looks down out of the window and sees Dimitri dragging Ricky along and positioning him so he can look up at his mother. He tries to pull away but is held by Dimitri. Jessica looks anguished and trembles.
You got 3 seconds to tell me where left field is, or you're never gonna see your son again.
Oh God. Oh God.
Ryan listens in the car.
One.
Jessica stares at Ricky.
Two.
She turns and lashes out at Ethan with her fists.
He's a baby, you bastard! He's a baby!
Yeah, come
on! He's a baby! He's a baby!
What's the matter with
you?
Ah! Ethan and Jessica struggle. He throws her to the floor. Ryan listens, hand clamped to his head. Jessica rolls onto her back and painfully sits up. Ethan leans over her.
Time's up.
Oh, God, no, 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 no.
Your son is dead.
No, 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 no! The it's a bar in L.A.
What?
It's a bar. At LAX.
We got it. Put the kid in the garage.
When I didn't show up for work this morning, someone called the police, I'm sure.
You better hope they didn't.
A car pulls up alongside Ryan, its radio blaring. Ryan tries but fails to prevent the sound filtering through to Jessica's phone. She covers the handset. Ethan looks suspicious.
You know, all I care about is the safety of my son. That's all I care about. I will
Shut
cooperate
up.
With you. I will.
Shut up.
I just want to tell you, I...
Can you turn that down, please?
The old woman in the car next to Ryan makes eyes at him. He presses mute.
I just want you to know, I...
Shut up!
Ethan goes to hit Jessica, but stops. Ethan turns and walks out. Jessica closes her eyes in relief.
Ethan, what the hell are we doing, man? This is turning into a bunch of bullshit.
Man, you gotta chill out.
LAX, let's go.
Ethan comes downstairs and leaves with his two accomplices.
Jessica. Jessica, come on, say something.
I'm here.
You knew where he was, Jess. If you know stuff, you gotta tell these guys.
Don't you get it, Ryan? After they find Greg, we're all going to die.
You don't know that. Don't think that way.
We've all seen their faces. They can't let us live. I feel so helpless. It's my family.
A silver car pulls into the drive of Jessica's home. Bob, out of uniform, leaves the car and walks up to the front door and knocks. A dark-haired woman answers wearing Jessica's sweater.
Miss Martin?
Yes?
Jessica Kate Martin?
Yes, can I help you, Mr.?
I'm sorry, Officer Mooney. Ms. Martin, did you call the police today?
No.
We had a report of a possible kidnapping. You haven't been kidnapped today, have you?
No.
I'm sorry to have disturbed you then.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, officer.
Bob pauses and looks uncertain, but then goes back to his car. The woman watches from behind a blind. She has a gun tucked in the back of her trousers.
Yeah?
It's payback.
What is it?
We had a visitor, a cop.
Are we okay?
Yeah, it's taken care of.
Good.
Oh, God. If they find Greg...
Hey, listen to me. I'm not gonna let that happen.
I'm gonna beat them to the airport. Do you hear me?
Yes. I hear you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing all this.
So what does that guy look like? That guy you were talking to?
Black jeans, brown leather jacket, close-cropped hair.
What else? What else? What was he driving?
They left it
behind.
Wait, what? Jessica,
I'm
I can't hear you.
I'm sitting in it right now.
Yeah? Hello?
The brand new Porsche Carrera. The partners gave it to me.
Great.
Chugga.
Brand new. Arctic blue convertible.
An ugly man in a convertible Porsche drives near Ryan.
Down in 3.5 seconds.
Jessica, you still there?
Hey.
This is a private call.
No, I'm here.
Are you breaking up?
Hey, get off my line. Mom, you still there?
Yeah, hey, listen, this woman needs help.
Actually, no, you're going to need help when you pull my subpoena out of your asshole for not getting off my line.
What? Jessica, don't hang up. Okay, can you hear me? Hello? Whatever happens, don't hang up.
Hey, Jess.
Don't hang up. Hey, just be yourself, Jessica.
Just get off my line, man.
Jessica!
Jessica, Jessica!
Jessica, can you hear me?
Who's Jessica?
Shit!
Please, please listen to me. I've been kidnapped. I don't know where I am.
They've murdered my housekeeper.
Wait, stop. Murdered your housekeeper? That's really cute. A, shut up. B, you can't bullshit a lawyer, baby girl. Do you get that? Okay, I get paid $600 an hour to listen to shit like this, so...
You want me to bill
That's
you?
Fine. Bill me anything you want. Just help me. I'll pay
you. Is that
you.
What you're trying to... I mean, do you really want me to bill you?
Ryan spots the other driver and does a handbrake turn. Facing the other way, he looks at his phone. It says, call failed. He jumps out and, looking determined, walks over to the other driver, pointing the gun.
What the hell's your problem, man? What the hell's your problem? You want to tussle?
Give me your phone!
No snaps.
Give me your phone!
Ryan, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here, Jessica.
Hey, Jess. Your buddy's here.
Look, give me your phone or I shoot your car.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. Why would you want to do something awful like that?
A cement mixer plows into Ryan's car, which is parked in the middle of an intersection that bursts into flames. Ryan watches open-mouthed.
I'm really sorry about this, but I need your car.
Oh, come on, dude.
Look!
Okay.
I need your car!
Yeah,
Ryan, is that you?
It's okay, Jessica. I'm here.
Oh, I thought I lost you.
Have fun.
I'm sorry!
Ryan drives off in the car. The registration plate is Will Sue You Too. The ugly man runs after him. He swerves and speeds into a tunnel.
What's happening?
It's okay. Our line got crossed with some lawyer. Thought I got his phone, I got his car.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a tunnel!
Ryan slams on the brakes.
Look!
Jesus! What's happening? Can you back up?
I can't! There's traffic!
You can't lose me.
Do you hear me?
Backing up!
Ryan reverses into the traffic, entering the tunnel, and does a 180-degree turn, grinning.
Luke is coming back. Awesome. Come on, buddy.
I'm sorry!
How are you?
Suck it!
Laughing, Ryan screeches round a corner and heads for LA Airport.
I am in deep shit!
Arriving at the terminal, he spots the 4x4.
Shit!
What?
They're already here.
Ryan, just find Craig.
Don't worry. I got him.
He parks ahead of the 4x4, grabs the phone, and runs into the terminal.
This is the final boarding call from Volée, flight 180, with service to Paris.
The two kidnappers stride through the crowds.
Okay. What's your husband look like?
About 6 feet tall, really good shape, 40s.
What else was he wearing?
Blue jeans. He wears blue jeans all the time. A Laker jacket. He had that on this morning.
Ryan has seen a sign saying boarding pass is required and steals one from a passenger's pocket. He hands it over to an official.
Have a wonderful trip, Mr. Clouseau.
Oui.
Up ahead, the kidnappers put their valuables in a tray as they pass through security. Ryan jumps the queue to follow them, then realizes he has a gun and puts it in the kidnapper's tray under a jacket. The gun shows up on the X-ray machine and a security guard alerts his colleagues.
Call red, Concourse A. Security.
Step this way, please.
Is there a problem?
Is this your jacket, sir?
Yeah.
He's got a gun.
Wait, get down!
Ryan watches as a posse of police grab the kidnappers and one points a gun at them.
What's the matter?
Look in the goddamn tray! Check my ID!
He's a cop.
The policeman holds up a detective police badge.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Jesus Christ, Jessica, these guys are cops.
What the hell is going on here? This doesn't make any sense.
All right, I see left field.
Do you see Craig? Do you see him?
I got him.
Oh, thank God.
No, don't ask questions, just follow me.
Get off! Just trust me, you won't see me.
What?
Look, they are here, and they are looking for you. They already have your family.
What are you talking about?
She will explain it to you, all right? Just trust me. Here he is.
What? Okay.
Ryan bundles a man into the gents with the phone and stands outside looking for the kidnappers. The kidnappers arrive at left field.
This is it.
Yeah. Hey, bro, this isn't my wife, okay? My wife's name is Patty. My name is Ed. Good luck.
The man comes out of the gents and hands back the phone. Ryan sees the kidnappers approach a seated man and put a hand on his shoulder. Jessica's husband, Craig, stands up and leaves with them. Ryan follows, looking anxious. The two men and Craig come out of the terminal.
You goddamn animals better not have hurt them.
Animals?
Craig is thrown into the back of the vehicle. Ryan comes out of the terminal and sees the police about to tow away the Porsche.
We just recovered the stolen vehicle. It's heading to Quicksilver Towing. We're gonna have a look around for the suspect.
Shit!
He walks away, but the traffic police have noticed him and start to follow. The kidnappers arrive back at the attic with Craig handcuffed. They throw him to the floor.
There she is. We got your kid. Now, where is it?
Tell them! Tell them they've got the wrong family, that it's a mistake!
Oh, God, Jess, I'm sorry. This isn't a mistake. Listen to me. I've made arrangements. It's in a safety deposit box. And it's got special instructions that if anybody gets to it...
No! No! Stop it!
Here's the deal, Craig. Either you get us what we want, or I blow our brains all over you right now. Your call. It's an 85-cent bullet to me, Craig.
Okay, please, God, please don't hurt her. Please. It's in our bank. It's Century City. Please don't hurt her. Please, God.
No!
I love you, Jess.
You'll have help at the bank.
Please don't hurt her. Please. Jess, I love you! Please don't hurt her!
No! Ryan, they've gone to the Brenner Building. Olympic and Century Park.
Hey, change of plans. I gotta get to Century City, fast.
Ryan is in a cab. Bob and his wife are trying out face packs in their salon.
This definitely has a smoother feel. And the fruit acid is still...
burning the shit out of my face.
Okay, well then I think we're definitely gonna have to go with this pink one.
No, Mayor, it's highway robbery. What about the other blue one?
No, I didn't like the way that one dried. I think it's the, live algae in this one.
Mayor, listen to me. I am not being negative, okay? But I think this is bullshit. Live
algae at 80 bucks a pop and we're rubbing it on our face? Do you know how much algae there is in the world?
Honey, this one works.
Yes, but maybe it's the collagen.
No, sweetie, they all have collagen. I have to get that because it might be the painter.
Bob sits back and watches a TV news report from the phone store showing a picture of Ryan.
This man believed to be responsible for today's bizarre string of crimes. It started with a robbery at gunpoint of a 457 cellular store.
We were afraid he was going to try to rob the cash registers, but all he ended up doing was buying a charger.
Buying? He bought that charger. He paid for it.
Yeah, actually, he overpaid it. Because we have this sale going on.
Well, there you have it, a bizarre twist in today's crime spree, a criminal who appears at least at moments to be honest. Back to the newsroom.
He continued his crime spree by stealing an $80,000 Porsche Carrera at gunpoint.
Basically got cut off by this young man, very good looking, in a security car. And he was on the phone talking to his friend Jessica, who supposedly, kidnapped, whatever the, like, you know. And then basically just held me up at gunpoint and stole my Porsche.
Still in his face mask, Bob stands up and goes to the phone.
Directory assistance.
Yeah, I need the number of a residence, please. Jessica Martin in Brentwood.
That number is 555-6763 for an additional 40. Hi, you've reached the Martins. Number, and we'll call you back.
Bob hangs up, looks troubled, picks up a cloth and wipes off half the face mask. He takes off his salon robe and turns to his wife.
Accent.
Ryan's cab is stuck in traffic.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
He looks around anxiously, then takes money from his pocket, hands it to the driver, jumps out, and sprints through the traffic.
Thank you.
The van parks. The kidnappers and Craig get out and walk up to the bank. Ryan runs down steps, bumping into pedestrians. He dodges through the tables of a pavement cafe. Bruised and bloodied, Craig walks through the bank, sandwiched between the kidnappers. Ethan takes his phone out of his jacket.
Yeah.
Ryan, what are you going to do now?
I haven't had a clue what I was doing all day.
Ryan is in the bank.
Mr. Martin. Are you all right?
Car accident. I'm fine. I just need to get back into my deposit box.
I don't know what's in it. I just know if they get it, we're dead.
JT, will you show Mr. Martin to his deposit box?
Don't let them get it, Ryan.
Craig collects a key and gets a bag from the deposit box, watched by the kidnappers. Craig hands back the key and is about to leave with the men.
Excuse me.
Ryan fells Dimitri with a metal pole from the floor. He tries to grab Craig, but Ethan pushes him to the floor. He drops the bag. Ryan picks it up and runs out. Ethan fires at him.
Drop your weapon!
LAPD, lock the building down. Dimitri, get him out of here.
Ryan runs up a flight of stairs, pausing to smash a glass case on the wall with his elbow and set off the fire alarm. He sprints up the stairs past lots of people running down. Ethan follows, carrying a gun, knocking into the descending workers. Ryan gets gets to the top floor and runs through a door onto the roof of the building. It's covered in scaffolding draped with plastic. Ethan follows. He comes out onto the roof, aiming his gun, looking around, anxiously frowning. The plastic billows in the wind. There are large pipes stacked on the roof. Ryan is crouching behind the scaffolding, clutching the bag, breathing heavily. Ethan is approaching. Ryan looks over his shoulder, watching him. He looks the other way and sees a plastic chute. Ryan jumps up, slides down a wooden ramp, and lands in a heap. Ethan looks over to where the noise came from. Ryan looks over the edge of the roof, open-mouthed, as his phone hurtles down and is smashed to pieces as it hits the ground below. In the attic, Jessica looks horrified.
No.
Ryan scrambles to his feet and jumps into the plastic chute as Ethan fires at him.
Lisa, back of the building, back of the building, now.
Holding the bag over his head, Ryan hurtles down inside the plastic chute and lands in a huge skip full of soft fabric. He jumps out onto the pavement and, squatting, examines the broken phone, holding the pieces. The kidnapper's van screeches to a halt nearby and two men jump out holding guns. Ryan sprints through the scaffolding. They follow, training their guns on him, ducking under the poles. Ryan jogs past a large security truck. A guard gets out and locks the door behind him. The kidnapper looks around, exasperated as he's lost Ryan, and takes his walkie-talkie out of his pocket.
Ethan, he's gone.
Ryan jogs out onto the street. He sees a tow truck go by, marked Quicksilver Towing.
We're going to have a look around for the suspect.
He has a flashback and remembers the Porsche being towed away with his phone on the seat. He hails a cab.
Hey, whoa! Follow that tow truck!
Ryan, panting in the cab, looks down at the bag beside him. He opens it and pulls out a video camera. He switches it on to watch the recording.
Craig Martin here. Now, this building has 5,000 square feet to use as office. What the hell? Jeez.
The film is of two men kneeling by a car being beaten and kicked by Ethan and his accomplices.
Are these cops?
The dark-haired woman is putting two bags in a car. Ethan shoots the two men. Jack from the police station tries to stop Craig filming, but the camcorder, still filming, shows Craig driving away.
Oh, God. Oh, geez. Ten. Get that asshole.
Shit.
Ryan looks stunned at what he's seen.
I'm a dead man.
In the dark attic, Jessica kneels, piecing together the phone, trying to make a connection by twisting the wires. Bob is back at the Martins' house.
Ms. Martin? Ms. Martin!
Bob steps back and looks up at the bedroom windows. He walks past the downstairs windows looking in. He walks to the side of the house and pushes through a bush. He stops to peer through a French window. He tries the handle. He He passes a sunlit swimming pool and sun loungers. He steps up onto decking and looks through the smashed glass back door. He takes his gun from its holster and holds it with both hands.
Police! Anybody here?
He steps through the broken door.
Police officer!
He looks around anxiously. He walks into the next room, gripping the gun. He looks back at the door. The dark-haired woman fells him with a shot from her gun. Still aiming, she walks forward. She turns the corner to look for Bob, then runs to another doorway. Unseen, Bob is lying on the floor behind a sofa. There is blood on his neck. He is holding up his gun. He notices a goldfish in a bowl on a stand next to the sofa. He kicks it over. As the brunette fires, Bob slides across the wooden floor and fires around the end of the sofa, felling the woman.
7 years. 27 years without this shit!
He walks over to the woman and kicks away her gun.
Where's Jessica Martin?
Who are you?
I'm a cop.
As he kneels over the blood-covered woman, he reaches into her jacket and pulls out a police badge. He throws it to the floor. He returns his gun to its holster and takes his phone out of his pocket.
Yes, operator, I'm a police officer. I need paramedics to 3270 Bon Hill Road. 3270 Bon Hill Road.
One moment, please.
He leans forward and feels for a pulse in her neck. She's lifeless. The tow truck arrives back at its premises. The Porsche owner is there.
All right, no. Stop. Will you just give me back my goddamn car?
Don't take that tone of voice with me, sir. I already told you we do not release vehicles until all impound fees are paid.
Hey, you know what? That's really awesome. But guess what? I didn't ask for it to get impounded, okay? I got carjacked. You know what that is? A carjacking where a jackoff comes up to you, sticks a gun to your head, and says, hey, buddy, get out of the... I had it stolen from me.
Sir, you want your car back or not?
Do I want my... I don't know. Let me think about it for a second. Yes, but I'm not paying for it.
Howie, take her on back.
Howie, cut it out. You're not... Okay, fine. That's fine. It's fine. It's all bad. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pay you, okay?
Never mind, Howie.
Who do I make it out to? Lady who sucks? Is that it? I'll tell you right now. Here you go. One scratch on the car, and guess who gets an ass whoop?
Hey, that's my car! That's my car! Oh, no! This is happening!
Has arrived, jumped into the Porsche and driven off. As he speeds down the road, he searches for his phone, which is under some files on the passenger seat.
Thank you! Yes!
A paramedic wipes Bob's neck. He holds a glass of water containing the goldfish.
Well, you missed all the major pipes, and you're gonna need about 5 stitches, but some of this tissue looks gangrenous.
That's avocado mud mask. It's for combination skin.
Jack pulls up.
Moon, you all right?
Yeah.
Can you give us a minute, fellas?
The paramedics leave.
Jack, I didn't know she was a cop.
Hey, Moon, take a breath, okay? It's gonna be okay. You just gotta tell me exactly what happened here.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I went inside. I clearly identified myself as a cop, and she just opened fire on me. She didn't say a word. She just started shooting. I checked her ID. Dana Baybeck?
Baybeck? No. I never heard of her.
She was pretending to be Jessica Martin.
Well, hold on a second. Who's Jessica Martin?
The woman who owns the house. And I think the real Jessica Martin is in trouble, Jack.
Did Baybeck, did she say anything to you at all? Anything?
Nothing. She never had a chance.
It's gonna be okay.
In the cobweb-covered attic, Jessica kneels on the floor by the remnants of the phone.
Hello?
Downstairs, a kidnapper sees a light on the phone and picks it up.
Hello? Are you there?
You little bitch.
Trembling, Jessica gets to her feet. Her face glistens with perspiration. The bald, bearded kidnapper bursts through the attic door and walks towards her.
I want to know who you were just talking to.
He throws her to the floor, smashing a mirror. He picks her up and holds her over a table on her back. She has a shard of mirror in her hand.
First I'm going to kill you, then I'm going to kill your little kid.
She slashes his upper arm.
Oh, you want to play?
He looks at his bleeding arm.
What'd you do to me?
10th grade biology. Brachial artery. Pumps 30 liters of blood a minute. There's only 5 in the human body. I'm sorry.
The bald man sinks to the floor, bleeding heavily.
Bitch.
Jessica runs out of the attic. She creeps downstairs, looking around. She runs across the empty room. She comes through a door which leads out to wooden steps. She runs down past her car and across the drive to a garage. The side door is padlocked. She runs to the garage doors. They are also padlocked and the windows barred.
Ricky! Ricky!
Baby, are you okay?
I can't get out of here.
The van is heading back to the house in a cloud of dust. Jessica crouches behind some junk by the garage. She watches the van come up the drive and park. The three kidnappers get out, leaving Craig handcuffed inside. They go up the steps to the house. Jessica watches from her hiding place. Ryan is driving along, checking the received calls on his mobile. He tries the last number. It's a payphone by the beach. At the house, a kidnapper picks up a call from Jack.
Yeah. Ethan, you better take this.
What is it?
I got what you're looking for.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay, what I do for it?
What?
What I do for what I looking for? You tell me now.
Wait, who is this? What number did I call?
You call me on the payphone, you waste my time. I have pictures to draw.
Whoa, dude, chill out.
No, you don't tell me what to chew. My mother tell me to chew. I sit here and draw people tell me to chew all the time. You don't tell me what to chew. I chew you!
Chad.
I thought you said you had this under control.
It is.
Oh, really? Why don't you ask Bayback about that?
I heard about the cop. She handled it already.
Oh, yeah? She handled that before or after he killed her.
What?
Bayback is dead. Cop was investigating Jessica Martin's disappearance, something about some kid who tipped him off.
He knows too much.
Looney doesn't know shit.
And let's just leave the thinking to me, okay?
Go back to the bank, get the video of the kid, and check every frame till you find one we can use to ID that son of a bitch.
You got it. Dimitri!
Ethan runs upstairs. Dimitri approaches the front door. Jessica stands up and shouts through the garage window.
Ricky! Listen to me! Get away from the window! Do you see the cabinet in the corner? Go over there and get behind it!
No, don't leave me! Don't leave me!
No, I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna leave you. I'm gonna be right back, okay? I'm gonna take you home.
Ricky hides at the end of the garage. Jessica runs across the drive to her 4x4 and jumps in. She looks for the keys. They are by the gear stick. Shaking, she starts up the car. Ethan goes up to the attic and finds his accomplice dead on the floor in a pool of blood. Jessica drives her car at the garage and rams the wall. Ricky springs up from the debris. Ethan runs downstairs.
Get outside now!
Come on, baby. Get in the back seat. Get down! Hurry!
Ricky jumps in the 4x4. Dimitri and the other kidnapper run out of the house and start firing at Jessica as she reverses out of the wreckage of the garage in the dust-covered car. The drive is blocked by Ethan holding a gun to Craig's head.
Get out of the car! Now!
Ethan knocks Craig to the ground.
No! No! Don't! Get out of the car!
No! Don't! Don't! Don't!
You want to save that boy, huh? Get out of the car, you bitch!
Don't!
Get out! Get out of the car!
Ethan and Dimitri pull Jessica and Ricky out of the car at gunpoint.
Who did you tell? Lying bitch! Who is that kid at the bank? Huh? You are dead. Your family is finished.
Ethan's phone rings.
Bad timing, Tanner.
I think we got off on the wrong foot.
How did you get this number?
Well, modern technology is amazing. You know, my phone remembers the last 50 incoming calls.
What do you want?
I want the woman and her family.
Okay, now let me tell you what I want. I want you to tell me where you are right now, or bad things are gonna happen to this little family.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Oh, really? Go cut the kid's throat.
Fine, you're lost. Nice talking to you.
Ryan, in the Porsche, hangs up and closes his eyes.
Ring!
Get the point?
You're playing with fire, kid.
Yeah, and you know what? You're lucky I'm still talking to you, sorry ass, all right? From here on out, you do as I say, exactly as I say, or I slap this bitch on Nightland and call it a day, okay?
So how do you want to do this?
Santa Monica Pier.
No, too busy.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, dickhead.
How will I recognize you?
You let me worry about that. Give me a number I can reach you.
555-0167.
I can hardly wait.
Me too.
Ethan phones Jack.
Yeah.
Where's your cop friend?
He's right behind me.
We're making a trade with the kid at the Santa Monica Pier. Your boy can ID him.
All right, I'm on.
Jack talks to the paramedic.
So how's he looking?
He needs to go to the hospital. Why, what's up?
No, it's nothing.
Come on, what's up?
We caught a break with that kid that robbed the cell phone store.
That's the kid who was in the station.
Yeah, well, we know he's at the Santa Monica Pier, but no one can ID him. I mean, no one knows what he looks like.
I do. I saw him this morning. I can point him out to you.
Absolutely not. You need to get stitches or that thing's gonna open up again.
Here, you take care of him. I can wait 20 minutes.
You sure you're up for this?
Come on, let's solve this goddamn thing.
All right.
Bob, his neck bandaged, gives the goldfish to the paramedic and leaves with Jack. Ryan arrives at the pier and parks. Ryan picks up the bag and gets out of the car, looking around. He hesitates, then takes a jacket out of the car and runs off. The van pulls up behind the Porsche.
Ethan, I'm here.
Jessica, Ricky and Craig are in the back of the van. Ethan and Dimitri are on the pier.
Dimitri,
I'm in position.
Ethan's phone rings.
You here?
Yeah.
Showtime, he's on.
So now what?
First you show me the Martins are okay.
There's a black van in the parking lot in the northwest corner, next to the spy sunglass truck.
Okay, I can see it.
He's within visual of the van. Now look at the passenger side window.
Ryan in hooded jacket looks through a telescope.
These things show the woman.
Jessica and Craig are pushed to a window.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Have you found him yet?
No, I don't see him.
He's the one on the cell phone, you idiot.
Everybody's on a cell phone.
6 feet tall, Caucasian, light brown hair, sandy hair, about 20. Wish I could remember what he was wearing.
Your turn. Now you show me something.
No. First you let him go.
I don't think so. Not until after you give me the camera.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. You know, it does me no good to hand over the videotape and then you guys turn around and take us out.
I swore I wouldn't do that.
Like you swore to protect and serve? Look, it's your choice. Either the Martins or the videotape. Either way, I'm walking in 5 minutes. I'm warning you.
Chloe pulls his hood down.
I cannot believe you. Where have you been?
Chloe!
There. There he is.
I got him.
He's across from the arcade talking to some girl.
Damn it, Ryan! You know how long I waited for those t-shirts? That was so important to me.
Look, I can explain it to you. I just can't do it right now, okay? Look, not safe. There are people after me right now.
God, I tried to call you and your phone is off.
Hey, kid, I've been looking for you. It's me, Mooney, from the police station. No, wait. Wait a second. It's me. Ouch.
Hey, there you are, kid.
You run, everyone dies.
Will you relax? He's a cop. He's with me. Jessica Martin, you were right.
I got the kid.
Copy.
We're all good here, right? Hey, Moon, you don't look so hot.
I'm all right.
No, I'll get you over to the hospital, get that checked out. This is Detective Dimitri, CID.
Hey.
Get him over to the hospital, get him looked at.
Bob leaves with Dimitri.
Just relax, will you? You're in good hands.
Yeah.
Will someone please explain to me what's going on?
Who is she?
She's nobody. I've never seen her before.
Let's go have a little chat about Jessica Martin, huh?
Jack marches Ryan off, holding his jacket, then releases his grip to get a gun out. He walks at gunpoint up to Ethan, who headbutts him. He falls to the ground. Ethan picks up the bag.
God, that felt good.
This is nothing, except my wife's gonna kill me when she sees it.
That's it.
All right, we got it. We're all done here. Take care of the Martins.
Tanner.
We can take care of him back at the safe house, not here.
Bob overhears Dimitri's walkie-talkie and realizes what's happening. Dimitri goes for his gun. Bob wrestles him for it, slamming his hand against a wall to release his grip. Dimitri pushes against Bob. They struggle and fall to the ground. Bob forces Dimitri's hand against the floor and he drops the gun. Ethan takes the cassette out of the video camera and crushes it underfoot. Ryan's friend arrives in a whale costume.
Dude! What are you doing? I was
Take a walk.
Ryan jumps up and leaps over the rail into the sea. Jack and Ethan look down at the water. Bob and Dimitri are still fighting. Dimitri slams Bob against a wall. Bob butts Dimitri in the belly and they fall backwards through a window. Jack is running on the pier. Ryan swims underneath. Bob points the gun at Dimitri. Bob pushes Dimitri to his feet and pulls handcuffs from his pocket.
Put him on! Put him on!
Ryan emerges from the sea under the pier. Jack runs above. Bob picks up Dimitri's walkie-talkie.
You're gonna shoot me!
Bob pistol whips Dimitri, who is handcuffed to a rail, watched by children on a nearby carousel.
It's all right. I'm a policeman. That's a very bad man.
Jack is under the pier, following Ryan's footprints in the sand to a wooden door.
The kid is in the boathouse under the pier. Copy that? Ethan, you copy that?
Copy.
Bob listens to Jack on Dimitri's walkie-talkie. Ethan runs down steps. Jack opens the boathouse door. It's dark inside. He goes in and walks through the dusty boats under a dim light, looking for Ryan.
Last chance, kid. You come out now, I'll make it easy on you. Okay, then. You want to do it this way?
You cocky little piece of shit.
Holding his gun out in front of him, Jack wanders through the shadowy boathouse. He catches sight of Ryan's jacket.
Time's up. Bye-bye.
He walks over to Ryan's body, but the jacket was draped over a piece of equipment to fool him. Ryan comes at Jack from behind and fells him with a surfboard.
Oh, shit.
Ethan comes in behind Ryan and shoots the board.
Do you have any idea how much trouble you caused me today?
Ethan punches Ryan and slams him against some wire netting, then throws him to the floor. Ryan grabs an oar.
Who are you? How did you get involved?
I just answered my phone.
Ethan punches Ryan, snatches the oar, and threatens him with it, then throws it down in disgust.
Pathetic. The bitch has more fight than you. Come on.
Ryan jumps up, slams Ethan against the netting, and punches him in the face, then belly. Ethan grabs Ryan by the throat and chokes him.
Okay, that's enough.
Ethan throws Ryan to the floor, steps on his neck, and holds a gun to his head.
Oh, shit! Please! Please!
Let him up.
Help me! They're dirty cops!
He attacked my partner. Tried to kill me. I said let him up.
You're gonna believe this lame piece of shit over a cop?
Doesn't matter what I believe. What's important is that you believe I will put a bullet in your skull if you don't let him up.
They kidnapped Jessica Martin and her family!
Hands in the air.
What?
Do it! Now! Turn around!
Ethan, hands in the air, still holding the gun, turns around.
Drop the gun!
Ethan shoots the light. Bob fires randomly, then backs out with Ryan.
We gotta get out of here. Stay with me.
They dive for cover as Ethan emerges from the shadows, shooting at them. Crouching, Bob and Ryan try to creep out. Ethan fires again. Bob and Ryan make a dash for the door. Ryan is shot in the leg and falls, clutching his knee.
Ah! God! Oh, my leg! Stay there! Okay.
Ah. Ryan crawls out as Bob reloads his gun. He catches sight of Ethan. Crouching, Bob creeps forward, scanning with his gun. Ropes and nets hang from the roof. Ryan is watching through a hole in a partition. The van driver looks at his watch. Behind him, Jessica watches him, breathing heavily. She inches forward, shutting her eyes. Ricky shakes his head. Jessica lunges forward and garrots the driver with a chain of her handcuffs.
Look at me, son! Look at me!
Ricky turns and looks at his father. Bob ducks as Ethan inches forward in the shadows. Jessica strangles the driver. His head flops. Shaking, she releases her grip and reaches into his jacket pocket, pulling out a bunch of keys. Ryan pulls back as he sees Ethan's feet pass by him on the sandy floor. Bob kneels, pointing his gun. Ryan looks through the hole, wide-eyed. Ethan slowly walks forward. He is behind Bob. Ryan gets out his phone and dials Ethan. Ethan is distracted. Bob looks over his shoulder. Hurling himself through the air, Bob shoots Ethan, who's thrown backwards by the force of the bullets. Bob sits up. Ryan stands up, leaving his hiding place. He is limping. Ethan looks up at him. Ryan holds his phone. Ethan bows his head and grimaces with pain. His head drops. Bob lies on the ground. Ryan leaves the boathouse, hopping and limping.
Hurry, Mom, hurry!
In the van, Jessica is unlocking Ricky's handcuffs. The driver comes round and reaches for his gun. Ryan smashes the window and grabs the driver. He opens the door, pulls him out and hurls him against the side of the van, punching him in the stomach and kneeing him in the chest, and slamming the door against him. He drops to the grass-covered ground, his face bloodied. Ryan stands over him, leaning against the van. Jessica appears from the back of the van.
Ryan.
Jessica.
They embrace.
It's okay. It's all right.
Jessica sobs, her face bloodied. A line of police cars arrive at the pier. Jack is arrested.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Save it.
Oh, Bob, thank God. Will you back me up here? I'm getting set up, man.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. Have you guys seen these new phones?
They're amazing. They got technology and features like video recording.
No, don't listen to this punk.
They destroyed the original recording, but not till after I copied it into my phone. It's footage of this officer and his men robbing and murdering two drug dealers in an alley.
This is total bullshit.
Jack, did I ever tell you how much I hate dirty cops?
I think those chemicals from your beauty parlor are getting to your brain, Moon.
It's a day spa, you fuck.
Bob holds up the phone for Jack to see.
Get him out of here.
Ryan looks over at Jessica, Craig, and Ricky. Chloe stands by Ryan. Jessica walks over to them. Ryan hops off the back of the ambulance where he's been sitting and limps over to Jessica.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know if there's anything I could ever do. Thank you.
I do. Don't ever call me again.
Jessica takes Ryan's face in her hands and kisses him on the cheek. They clasp hands. The end.